Hey, it's me, OMB, in the place to be. That's Oatmeal Brown, and I'm back without the box with Oatmeal Brown. And you know who's in the studio as well. We got Dr. Andrea L. Smith, Dream, all of that player, Drea in the building, our intellectual correspondent.
Hey, cousin. How you doing?
I'm good, cousin. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Excited to be here. Yes. And yes. Hey to all the other cousins.
Okay. We are very happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here.
Ooh.
That was the jam. I'm going to have to listen to that now. Efeezy Ponzarizi. So happy.
Ooh, so happy.
I'm so happy.
Yes. Come on. It's that Bay Area. It's that good Yay Area.
Yay Area all day. Every day. You already know how we do it. You already know how we play. Well, some, you know, how we play a little bit. But yes, we're here, like we stated in the last podcast, which was the first one of the new year. This is the second one of the new year.
Yes.
Yes. And we are here with lots of love and cheer and energy that is good and the good vibes and the snaps. Yes. And just all of that. We are rested up. We are gained up. We are fueled. Our cup runneth over.
One.
With all of the things, with love, peace, happiness. We're just here with the sunshine because we are what? The sunshine twin.
Come on.
Yes. Play Andrea. So we're going to go ahead and start talking about what's going on. Okay. You know, we always have to come with the current events because there's some good things, and these good things, they mirror our lives as well. And we have to understand that. And we're here to give that perspective and that out the box view of what's going on, what's going on in the world, what's going on within us, what's going on around us, because it's all inclusive, right? So we want to give a super big shout out to all the winners from the NAACP Image Awards. It's several just super talented and just awesome and amazing individuals that were highlighted, and their flowers were given to them. And we are just so happy for all of the winners and all of the those who were nominated. Because if you nominated, you're doing something right too.
Right. That was amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. One of our faves, and we have several faves, but we always gonna say one of our faves, Fantasia.
Yes.
It's just, we have been highlighting her because we've been seeing her. We see her.
Absolutely.
There's something relatable within her that is relatable within us and a lot of women, right? And even a lot of men, but you know, we're celebrating Women's History Month.
That's right.
Her story, okay? Her story. When you think about Fantasia, if you know some of her story that we have been privileged for her, us, for her to share with us from the beginning, you know, it's, you know, she sings about, you know, how she's lost to win again. And she's had so many different, she has a lot of different testimonies, right?
She does. So many
from being a teenager to today.
Right. Have you seen, and her, remember her documentary film that came out?
Right. Wasn't that on Lifetime or something like that?
Fantasia Guarino. She was like a young teenager, almost teenage, going through this, some of the typical things you go through in the neighborhood. You know, she struggled academically with reading, but she had a special talent and a special light, and that didn't stop nothing. Her story is not the traditional story. She's like that example of like, I came through these pathways to success not through the typical or traditional pathways.
Correct. Right. You know, the what was that that she was on?
American Idol.
American Idol. Right. I remember, you know, because that's when we were introduced to her. Well, mm-hmm. I was through American Idol. And you just knew she was just this amazing human, amazing personality, just amazing everything, just light, just anointed individual.
Mm-hmm.
And she just came in and just won most of our hearts, right? Yeah. And that's
she's
how
kick
it
them
is.
Shoes off,
okay? She's such an old soul, an anointed soul, just all of that, a humble soul.
Yeah,
and she says she rather to remain that way,
right?
You know, remain regular because she has lost two times, you know, as far as fortune. You know, in her life, and she doesn't want the fame life, and so she just stands. She stands 10 toes down in that, and she is just happy, just and grateful to be just in the spaces that God has allowed her to be in,
yeah.
and the doors that have opened for her,
mm-hmm.
and just, mm-hmm. just her whole evolution. So
yeah.
I just want to just give her extra flowers,
yes.
Because. She is a relatable for mm-hmm. a lot of us because it gives you, you're not her because you gotta put in the work yourself. You have your own walk, your own faith walk or whatever, but it's just an example that many people are privy to see visually with their own eyes, right?
Yeah.
Because she
yeah.
has allowed her life to be out there yeah. On display.
Yeah. Yeah, she's shared. Thank you for sharing your story with us, Fantasia.
Right, right. And mm-hmm. We're going to continue to...
Soror.
Oh, yes, that's your soror. SD Rose, y'all got something popping, okay? She was on, and look, she sang with the band, Southern's band, at the Bayou mm-hmm. Classic last year. Fantasia mm-hmm. be doing it. That's
she
all
does.
I
mean. Yes. Classics.
Just her role as Seeley, amazing. Perfect. Perfect.
Hands down. Taraji, all of them. Yes. Danielle Brooks.
Taraji. And
these people we seeing right now, they just out here doing it. I'm so proud of the women, these Black women who are out here being examples of Black actresses killing the game.
Yes, we love to see it. And we want mm-hmm. to continue to see them excel. And mm-hmm. also take on different roles and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Divine joy.
Right. Entertain us because that's the kind of entertainment we want to see, right? Mm-hmm. We want to be entertained. Yes, we work hard and yes, we do other things in life, but we also like entertainment. We like to sit down, watch a good movie, listen
right.
to some good music,
right.
Enjoy the arts because we yes. are very, very, very creative and artistic people.
Come on.
Okay. Very much so.
One thing Cousin gonna do, she gonna talk her talk.
Okay. So come on now. Like, I love us. I love mm-hmm. arts. I love creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we want to give it up to those who have dedicated their lives and enjoy it. And that's what they
yes.
decide to do. We know it's
yes.
hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard. They speak on it, but they don't stop.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
They don't stop no matter
Mm-mm.
what
Mm-mm.
the world, how the world may ridicule them, see
yes.
them, remix it or whatever. They keep excelling through and giving all praises to God.
Yes.
And we know what that means. It's not cliche.
That's
when,
right.
When it's real. It's real. And you let God use you and these women. You know, and men have allowed God to use them.
Yes, we see you, tribe.
Yes, to minister to this world and
mm-hmm.
and pour and help enlighten and open our minds and rejuvenate us and, you know, smack us in the face and turn that light back on or turn some lights on. Like,
come on.
There's so many dynamics to it. So we want y'all to keep on going. We love you. And
mm-hmm.
We hope that you get all the flowers that you need and deserve to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You allow God to continue to use you as a vessel in this world because it's needed.
Yes.
No time like the present.
No time like the present. Shout out to all the listeners and Women History Month and Fantasia.
Yes. Fantasia, Taraji, the other artists, actresses that won awards, even our directors and our executive producers, right?
Directors.
You know, we never talk about a whole lot about our Ava DuVernays and, you know, Shonda Rhimes. Even Oprah Winfrey, and because she's still there, baby. She's still in the mix. Okay. Our Vivica Foxes and our Kerry Washington.
Our Tasha Smiths. Kim Fields. Black women producers back there.
Yes. We want to give a shout out to Amanda Seals. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, because see, we're not a monolithic people. We have so many different angles. Everybody has a piece. Some people have several pieces to the puzzle. Some people have one lane. Some people have many lanes, right? Amanda Seals, yes, she can be controversial, but she's also, you know, trailblazed a path for herself. And everybody may not agree with everything she has said or done, but that doesn't take away from her doing some amazing things because she has. And she fights, she fights. Sometimes maybe she do need to sit down. I don't know.
We all do.
Correct, right? But that's just the warrior chick that she is.
Yeah.
You know, she just keeps on going. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. But I think I have heard her say she knows sometimes she does have to take a break. She does have to step back. She knows she can't save the world. You know what I mean? So
That was so nice of you to give her a shout out right now, because it seems like she has been going through it. And because she shares her life so publicly, all the details are being given and being used against her, you know, in this. So it's hard to watch. So, you know, that was nice of you to give her a shout out. And again, her being willing to be so transparent with the world.
Right.
Is a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, we need her there. We need her there. We don't need her away. We need her there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people, they just can't handle in your face truth. Right? They can't handle it. So they'll be like, she's always on the black people's heads. Somebody gotta be. You know what I'm saying? We need a mixture of everything, because there is a mixture of everything in life, right?
Yeah.
If you have a child and you never discipline your child, then there will be they won't be disciplined. They'll be undisciplined. If you never show them right from wrong, if you never give them an example of, hey, these things are happening. Yeah, we have positive things happening as well, but you can't be afraid to address the negativity, because it's there. Nobody is free from negativity. Nobody is free from evolution. Nobody is free from growth. Nobody is free from wrong.
And nobody knows what, you know, her purpose is, but only her.
Correct.
And so if this is part of her purpose to be on the constant, because that's what people like to comment on, like, this is also part of her brand, right? Her brand, and these are really important things.
Right.
And so it's like, oh, it's a constant, but if it's a constant, so that rest and this title of this show that we're going to talk about today is necessary.
True.
For everybody.
Right. So we show love to her. We show love to everybody. Like, we're not on a side of, you know, anyone, but fairness and love. We know things happens. You know, we know people have disagreements. We don't know what those disagreements are about. You know, if it's needed that they separate because they bump heads, then hey, you know. And at the same time, you know, like we spoke on in the last podcast, being able to know when to hold them and know when to fold them, knowing where to play your card. If you need to be playing this card while you up in this room, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you in a room full of executive producers, you ain't an executive producer. So you might just need to say hello, shake hands, step back, be cool, sip your champagne. network, be cool.
Yeah.
It's not the time to be up in there, you know, raising certain issues. You know what I'm saying?
I think, like you said, sometimes our that part of the culture of the networking, that's a lot for people, right?
Right.
It's a lot. That part be a lot for people, but that is a part of it. Like the most, that's where the deals are made in those moments and in those conversations.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, we nobody is free from growth or seeing things in certain perspectives, right? Because we've been in situations and scenarios where, and I'm not saying this happened in anybody's, you know, situation. I'm just giving an analogy and an example of how sometimes we can bump heads as friends, as coworkers, as relatives, as, you know, business partners, where, you know, I wouldn't want you to mess anything up for me. Right?
Yeah.
And you would have to understand that.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to mess up anything for each other.
Correct.
Yes.
Right? So there is certain code. That is, doesn't mean you're not being yourself. That doesn't mean you're being muzzled.
Right.
It means, in layman's term, knowing how to play the game. Right? When you if you my space partner, you can't be, one, you can't talk the board. Two, don't cheat. You know what I'm saying? You need to know how to play.
Yeah.
Really play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's rules to the game.
This idea of play the game always has been like something I wanted to like not like. But I think it was because of perception of the game and like understanding game is people getting over on you. Like, right, coming from that idea of game is people getting over on you. So you got to play the game and get over on people too. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to get over on people. I want to make it, you know, through the honest way. But at the same time, I can also understand life is a game. So if you look at life like a game, like Monopoly or Candyland, right? Mm-hmm. You playing this game trying to win, you can make it fun. It can be a fun game. You want to play a fun game. It's a lot of games out there. So it's the game you choose to play.
Correct.
That is fun. That can make the difference.
Yes. Right. And just because I say play the game, who says it's negative?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So until we have a clear understanding of what our interpretation is of it, right, then you're not going to know. One person could think this and another person could think that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's normally when there's miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And we try to leave space for all the different opinions, y'all, because that's how we can really find true understanding is we don't always think the same on this. So she represents a particular perspective and I may too. And then they may cross up and switch up and reverse and remix again. It all depends.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So just all to say, we just want to give everybody big ups. Clap for yourself. Hug yourself in whatever it is that you do for a living in this world. If you have purpose, if you do, if you don't. I mean, whatever it is. You got kids. If you the cafeteria lady, I mean, you're like, everything counts. If you're a waitress at a restaurant, you know, if you're a VP, a AVP, a CEO, all of that. You matter. You matter. You are part of the piece to a puzzle that's needed. And how you show up in those positions is that's who you are. That's an example of who you are. So if you show up halfway, you know, that's halfway. Right?
You're halfway.
Correct. You know, several people may, this last example before we go into the topic of discussion, which is it's okay not to be strong all the time. It's okay. mm-hmm. to not be strong all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have a podcast page, which is called Out the Box with, is it OMB or Oatmeal Brown? Anyway, y'all be sure y'all follow that on Instagram. Because it's a cold page. He was like, how is it a cold page? Well, my background is radio, broadcast radio, right? I've been a program manager on radio station before. What is a program manager? A program manager is like a content creator,
mm-hmm.
but you don't necessarily create your own content. What you do is you program the information that you want to put out into the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what the page does. It is the information that we want to put out into the atmosphere.
Yes.
So if it's already information that's there that somebody else created, yeah. What does a radio station do?
Hmm.
What does a program manager do? That is what a program manager does. They say, okay, yes, we're playing this music. Yes, this is the community awareness we're putting out there. Yes, this is how it's structured. Yes, this is who we choose to say a word and who we allow to come in and say something. These are the commercials that we allow. That is what a program manager does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that is how that page is ran. So we don't regurgitate information. You know the difference between people that regurgitate and somebody knows how to put a story together.
Okay. Right? Okay.
That's why
okay.
you have different parts to a production.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You've got a producer, you've got a writer, you've got mm-hmm. actors, you've got an executive producer. Executive producers are the ones that's putting the money in.
That's right.
When you see producers, you can see more than one producer.
Because you need more money.
Not just one.
Seriously.
Like, there's a whole process to everything in life most of the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we are here to spark your brain for you to think outside the box.
Yes. Yes. And cousin is talking about thinking about, yes, we understand the power of media. What Malcolm X say, the media is one of the most powerful entities on earth. So we choose to say something that we believe will be helpful and not hurtful in the midst of all of the information that we constantly get bombarded with a lot of it not being the most positive and affecting our mental health. We want to say something that's going to bring you some joy and laughter, but also, make you think a little bit, but also let you feel seen, but come against negativity and saying dumb being strong is speaking against these hyper myths of that the Black woman has to be superwoman. That's the definition of the standard, the Black woman or the woman. And we have learned that nope, for our grandmothers, that's a hard, fast nope, not anymore. And exactly. We are so happy to know we don't have to.
Right, right. It's okay not to be strong all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And through life, in your life experiences, you'll realize that. But yeah. Some people didn't. Some people gonna die not realizing that it's okay not to be strong all the time. That
yeah.
It's okay to tap into who you are, your emotions. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to let go. It's yeah. okay to say, it's not for me. It's okay to say no to certain people, to certain things. If you don't have the mental capacity, if you don't have the strength, if you don't have the money, if you don't have the space, we get so, and I'm speaking in general, sometimes wrapped up in seeing things in the wrong way. And I understand there's a reason. There's several reasons that people may see things certain ways. And we have to be careful of how we say stuff and break those things down.
Yep.
So, you know, a person that's lazy, that's a procrastinator, that's not doing anything, that's fearful, that's sitting back and not doing nothing, that ain't a word for them. You know what I mean?
We hope that it is a word for them, because
in the sense of some people are procrastinators, they're lazy, they have excuses. We're not talking about it's not okay for them not to be strong, because there's certain strengths that they need to tap into.
Okay.
Okay. But we live in a world where people like that will take this word and be like, that's for me too, in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
When it's for those people that feel like they have to do everything and be on go all the time, because you're on go.
Yeah.
And you never take the time to stop.
Yeah, it's so important. And I think we have to ask ourselves, why was our grandmothers and great grandmothers that strong? They had to be. Why did they have to be that damn strong? And the reasons they had to be are absolutely ridiculous, you know, just horrible. And so then we take that on of like, this is a determinator of our worth, unfortunately, whether we want that or not. Sometimes that's one of the impacts of how busy I am and how much I have going on makes me important, and how important I am to other people makes me worthy, makes me valuable. But where did that come from? Sometimes we have to take a deep look to see, are there any connections between that and a mind of slavery for folks whose ancestors may have came through an enslaved mindset of just growing also up in America. Like, this is what you do. We provide labor. We provide work. And that's how we show up as worthy, is providing work and labor. So if we're constantly in work and labor mode, when we're not, we think that we're doing something wrong. Like, our mind will tell us we're doing something wrong, when no, we're not doing nothing wrong. You don't have to earn your rest.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Shout out to the Nap Ministry. Lay your ass down. They be saying, go lay your ass down.
Okay. For real. Because we always feel like, I'm a person that always feel like I got to be doing something. And what I mean by that, it's like, okay, because it's always something to be done.
It is.
Always something to be done. It is. Always. And it's not always something that's going to make you some money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's because you may have some packages that came in. You need to open them packages. You need to set something up. You need to open your mail. You need to go online. You need to do this. You got to mop the floor. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got to go pick somebody up. You got to pick the kids up. Mm-hmm. The kids got to go to practice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the kids got to go to the game. You got to go to the game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And your mama needs something. Okay. Then auntie needs something. Mm-hmm. All right, your niece needs something. Mm-hmm. Okay, your cousin needs something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you marry, your husband, your wife, the church, your job.
So, yeah.
You get off work, but then you get an email and, you know, you need to go, you need to handle up. Mm-hmm. When do you make sure you allot some time to stop, because you don't have enough strength to keep pushing? There are times when you know you got to push through.
That's right.
And then there are times when you know, okay, let me step back.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a society, in a world where they will shame you for stepping back, because they be like, you sleep when you're dead.
Yeah.
Well, you got people depending on you. Okay, so you might have somebody depending on you financially, and you might have somebody depending on you in this area, in that area. Guess what? That's going to be a continuous cycle. When do you
margin time
for yourself?
Yes, learning how to incorporate. Shout out to Pastor Keith Battle. Lord, work with me. I'll be listening to everybody, a little bit of everybody. You know, does that mean I'm not loyal as a church going member if you bounce around to other pastors and listen to their word?
who's to say that you have to go to one church?
Come on. Okay, so no. But he talked about a four-part series called Margin. Margin in your work, what that looks like, how margin, not having margin in your life, period, shows up, and how it shows up in your work, it shows up in your relationships, it shows up in your professional, all these things, because people are so busy trying to get to a place, they think they have to constantly say yes to get to those places, and they haven't given, we don't give ourselves, we don't build in rest. Into our day-to-day, we should be building in rest. Thinking about the year as a quarter of four quarters, are you planning your life into bite-sized pieces? You trying to plan your whole entire thing, right? And we do too much instead of learning how to take a step back and rest so that we can receive what the plan is.
Right. You know, and again, life be lifing. Life be lifing. Life be lifing for everybody. And yes, God be God, but life be lifing. It's all inclusive. It all happens at the same time. So you have to create balance.
Mm-hmm.
And as a woman, how God made us, how we're made up, these ovaries, your fallopian tubes, your hormones, mm-hmm. and all of that, you're not built the same way as a man. You're not built to carry these children, to be a nurturer, to be Mother Earth, then you know, be getting banged down, and mm-hmm. you don't get no, you know what I'm saying? You don't get no love. You're not getting loved on.
We all need
something. Or how you gotta refuel yourself, you know, with all these things that are happening. You know, just not built for all of it. Doesn't mean that you can't do it, but you're not built for mm-hmm. all of it, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're truly not built to do all of that and then go climb some trees and, you know what I'm saying? Put a man on your back, you know? No, and all your kids on your back. That's not for, you're not built for that.
Yeah.
Somebody will say, well, I don't subscribe to what you're saying, and that's totally fine. But the women that we've seen in our life be strong, how tired they looked, how many flowers they may not have received, you know, how they may not have been treated as good as they should have been treated while they were here on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How some of them died of disease, how mm-hmm. some of them were angry, how some of them were stressed because they are carrying the weight of the world within them and it broke them down. Come on, the light bulbs got to start coming on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So again, it's okay not to be strong all the time.
Yeah. And how is it that we have so many women at different jobs or in the world in general talking about how they are one of the most worked people at their job?
Mm-hmm.
Like they be pulling extra and we be pulling extra and beyond on the job. Why is that a constant variable across the board, right?
Right.
That statistic is crazy. So psychologically and socially, there's been some things that we have internalized along the way. And then mm-hmm. there's just leadership that's just in us because we gonna come and show up and boss up and figure this shit out because, sorry, y'all.
Right, because if we don't, then it ain't gonna get done, right? that'd be the case in a lot of situations. If we don't do it, then it doesn't get done.
Somebody once said, fuck it, I'll do it, a Black woman.
You know,
yeah.
So yeah. You know, like me being the peaceful being that God created me to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I had to go through some stressful times before, mm-hmm. you know, one of the biggest things for me to get through was the death of my mother. Mm-hmm. Like that changed my whole life. Like mm-hmm. that changed me tremendously. Mm-hmm. All right,
mm-hmm.
and so. A lot of stuff I had to figure out. And me and God had our relationship got really, really tight, and it's really, really tight, mm-hmm. you know, because of that, because there's so many dynamics that go with that. Mm-hmm. You know, she was the matriarch, so she was actually holding everything together.
Yeah.
Because once she left, it just, you know, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, how people expect me to be and act or whatever, like, don't expect people that lose a mother or a father to be the same person that they used to be, because they're not going to be.
Absolutely.
Right? It's just not going to happen. Yeah. So either you're going to be down with them, you know what I'm saying? And have some empathy and show some love, and also, you know if you see them, they could be sulking, you better check on them. You know what I'm saying? Make sure they're, and I mean, even if you lose a child, okay? Anybody that's super, super close to you, you know, that is gone. Mm-hmm. And they, however it happens that this issue happens, we're not gonna be strong. Yeah. That's just it. We're not gonna be strong, and we don't even care about being strong. We be like, fuck strong. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It is what it is. People can say whatever. We really not even hearing that. We're really not even hearing it. You know, you're just like, you're in a daze. You're you're like a zombie almost, right? Mm-hmm.
That was perfect.
It's real. You don't want it to be real, but it's real.
Yeah.
And so, what you do fight for is not to become an angry person, not to become mad at God, you know, not to be, even if you get mad at God, not staying, you know, don't stay mad at God, right? Mm-hmm. Actually allowing God inside to help heal you and carry you through, because you know, without God, you ain't finna move, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like a process that you go through. Some people die of heartbreak from that heartbreak. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, it's hard for them to recover from it.
That's real. Mm-hmm.
So you might be in a zombie for 7 years or 10 years. You might not even know that you're coming off that way. Right.
Right.
But if you start, you keep hearing it, then you might want to go get some help. Okay. You recognizing, because that it's okay not to be strong, because it's showing up in you, you know, moving around, and you know, we want to be better as individuals. And I can say that because I know because I was her, right? So I know that. Once you know that and you've been through it, you know, it's still, when it happens again, like when it happened to my father in 2020, I tried to be strong. I was strong in certain moments, but then it just crashed on. It's gonna crash right on down on you. Like, you're gonna have to be okay with not being strong, and be okay with being quiet, and be okay with not talking. And people have to be okay. People that love you, they need to be okay with that too, right?
And they need,
also don't let it consume you where you are taking things out on other individuals. So it's just like a balance, and then understand where you are in those moments.
Yeah, and I think,
so you want to be surrounded by people who understand, you know, or can apologize, you know, or can, you know, provide an empathy.
And be empathetic about it.
Right, and be empathetic. But there's people in this world who aren't empathetic, is because they're already hurting from things that they don't heal from. And so it just be, you just gotta know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that speaks to the imbalance that of our divine masculine and divine feminine over time and over years of, like, not having someone to be soft with or in front of, or a space in general to just go and be soft and be vulnerable and have feelings and process feelings. That's like a luxury that this recent generation has been able to afford, which has helped generations that have come before them and coming though after. But that's not something that has, you know, been historically accessible the way it is becoming now. And being able to process emotions and have any seriousness towards anything related to feelings, that's new, because the human American wasn't given space to have feelings, or at least in our families, it was like, fuck your feelings. Then nobody care if I hurt your feelings.
Right.
And what message does that send us? So we don't know how to give ourselves grace and be soft. And when somebody comes to try to give us space to be softness, we questioning their divine masculinity, because you're like, what? Because it's so like unfamiliar to us of seeing not just women, but men also know how to be soft and create space for softness. We are so like finally being able to see that, but that is not something I grew up seeing.
Right. You know, my father had to become soft with me. Mm-hmm. He, you know, is raw, ragged, and rough that he was, because we had bumped heads on several occasions, and I was able to present information to him,
mm-hmm.
and he received it. Now I had to do it in a different type of way, because he wasn't used to that, right? So I had to write him letters.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
That's
beautiful. I put him in his car so he'd get it.
Oh, that's so cute though.
But it wasn't cute. He was mad. You see what I'm saying? But he eventually learned, this is my daughter talking to me.
That is
my
so cute.
Daughter, my that's baby amazing. Talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned into a talk.
That just shows how sweet you are.
But now who's to say that the words came out sweet?
Well, even if they didn't, you were sweet enough to write little notes.
No, you're seeing it in the wrong, you're seeing it in the wrong light. It wasn't sweet notes.
If you were going off on his ass the whole time, that was love. That was still love.
Correct.
From his daughter.
Right. So when I got older, we had an amazing relationship where we talked about everything, right? Because I couldn't keep nothing from him. He was, no, you gonna tell me. I told him. Right.
She said, I told him.
I told him.
Sorry, y'all.
He told me too, so he knew me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's nothing. What? Let me not have answered the phone when he called. I'm talking about as a grown adult. I called you. You know what I'm saying? So, why you didn't call me back? Because he expect you to call him back immediately. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I left you a message. You didn't get that?
School.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, it's people that would love that. It's people that get that. I would love to have that. Right now, for my dad to still be alive and get on my nerves about mm-hmm. not answering the phone
when you call.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love to listen to his stories.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I had heard it three times before. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you know, my life changed. I wasn't getting that anymore. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So mm-hmm. here's another, you never know at what, how old you are when you had to make these transitions.
Mm-hmm.
The people on the outside, they not even thinking that deep. They just be like, oh, such and such, you know, I feel sad. Their mom died or their dad died, or, you know, they lost a child or they lost a niece or whatever, you know, an auntie, et cetera. They don't think deep. They just be like, that's sad that, you know, that person is. Well, then what about the stuff that they have to go through that they are not getting anymore? You know what I'm saying? Like, they used to talking to that person. They used to rolling with that person. That person is always there. That person is the liaison. You know what I mean? Or whatever. So then everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay not to be strong.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Done Being Strong is the book we want to share for this month by Jasmine Sims. And I want to read a piece out of it. It's a collection of poems, if that's all right with you.
That's all right.
Come on. All right. So this book is actually dedicated to you for our mothers, sisters, aunties who are still finding rest. All right. May our grandmothers, our mothers, our aunties sit down long enough for rest to make herself comfortable. So rest feels comfortable. Because right now, rest don't be feeling comfortable. We'll be feeling like, I gotta go. There's always something to do. So when rest feels comfortable is when we gonna have hit a different level of like, yeah. Fuck all of that other stuff. I confuse strength for independence. The ability to not care. The capacity to swallow my pain and not hurt. But that did more harm to me in the end. It made me hard. Turned my heart into a fortress. It took time and love for me to learn there is strength in being soft. I need to accept and feel the hurt. I'm reclaiming my fragility and owning my softness. I don't know who hurt you or the depth of your scars, but I know there is freedom in feeling and healing. And I'm going to stop it there. But y'all, Done Being Strong by Jasmine Sims. It's a nice one for yourself, a nice one to give somebody else. On the cover, she in the tub taking a little sacred bath with her plants.
Yes, those were, that was right there. I'm gonna run. I can't wait till we can run this podcast back, because that part right there, I need to hear that over and over and over again. See, repetition for me helps me.
All of us.
Right. I'm not a regurgitator. I'm gonna take that information and do something with it, meaning apply, not just pass it on to somebody else to sound good and look good and be a talking head. No. How can I apply that to me?
Yeah.
Right? I could be a testimony and be a passer of information. Hey, guys, try this. Because I tried it for myself. Come on. Yeah.
We done being strong. And again, that's a space for our divine masculine and divine feminine. All of us need that space to be able to be that. Our kids, our nieces, our nephews, they all need to see that, because there was a period in, I will say for sure, in Black urban culture where hardness was the thing. Everybody had to be super hard, super tough as a survival tactic.
Right.
You know? And then you come out of those spaces and you see how you got a little panther in you, you know, maybe a lot. Maybe a little cougar, maybe a lot of like lion, maybe something, because you're so prone to attacking. Then you get into other spaces and you're like, they're really nice.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that it's a radical thing for Black women and Black men to be like, no more is my worth determined by my labor or how much I am doing for other people. It's based on what I'm doing for myself, because we got that message that, oh, you're selfish. There's a difference between being selfish in a way that you need to be selfless versus not caring about how what you're doing is actually hurting other people.
Right, exactly. And we always bring that up so, you know, so people can find clarity in that. You know, I am one to offer, you know, those that I'm connected with and love, let's go on a trip, you know, but on the trip, you're going to really relax. You're not going to get on my nerves, because that's what it's about, you know, getting away and going on the trip. But maybe it's an excursion that you want to go on and I don't want to go on, because I want to lay in the hotel sheets and open up my window and feel the sun and lay for 5 hours with not being on a time period.
Come on.
I'm okay with that.
Me too.
Whether it's you going on an excursion or you laying in the bed and I'm going on an excursion and I'm going to holler at you. I'll call you when I get back to my room. However that is, or the penthouse or the villa, wherever we are.
Come on.
You know, is if when it's about us relaxing, resetting, and okay with not being strong and okay with not being on a schedule, you just
yeah, it feels like that sometimes. You'd be needing a vacation from the vacation. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, we have to really listen to our bodies, understand when things are happening, you know, having different type of coping mechanisms.
Right.
And then knowing when it's okay to just relax, relate, release. You can't be strong right now. Okay with saying it to people that you can trust, that can help you and hold you up in those times. And sometimes it may be those that you least expect that will be able to do it for you. And being okay if someone can't, and somebody being able to say it like that they truly can't, like because they're not strong. Because you can help people when, you know, when you need help as well. So there's just, it's just levels to it, and just having a level of understanding, because some stuff you just can't help people with.
You can't heal everybody. That's right. What Andrea says.
And it's not even about healing them. You can't heal them if they don't want to be healed. So you can forget that. That ain't happening.
No. And it's our job to heal ourselves, really. So we're just supposed to, as friends, try to help the other person get to their self. Hold their hand as they try to figure that out for themselves.
Right. And I'm a firm believer is, and you better make sure you don't get ran over in the process. Okay?
I sound like my mama.
Because that can absolutely happen. And you know, you need to save yourself. You can be down for, you know, whomever as well, but don't let them take you all the way down in the damn gutter. Like, hell no, that ain't
hell no.
That ain't
the road to hell was paved with good intentions. We have learned the hard way, but we have learned.
Right. You know, we gotta have a good spirit of discernment. I'ma always say that.
Yeah. This done being strong and how we feel, so much so that we stop praying for strength. Like, God, I don't need no more strength. Like, seriously, I don't need no more strength, because then that means I got to go through these different tests and trials to like demonstrate my level of strength. I don't need any more strength. Now I'm praying for, you know, restoration, peace and clarity, and to be nicer to myself and softer to myself, because our grandmothers, great grandmothers, mothers may not have been given the opportunity to be able to show up like that for themselves. Now, I will say some of them did in their own way. And so in those ways, we have learned so much, you know, for them that some people call self-care. My mom used to do her toenails, you know, every weekend or something, or every other weekend. But it was a thing where she did her feet and her nails herself, just as a form of caring for herself. I know your mom was definitely noted for her beauty and all that she did to take care of all these girls, and passing that on to all of y'all of how to be, you know, ladies and show up. But all those things would be considered like requirements, but hygiene, right? But also things that love donuts, moisturizing your full body.
Right. They might have been using Vaseline, but shoot, you still better make sure you're not ashy.
I heard somebody say Ashy Ashley today.
Don't be sitting on the edge of the couch. Close your legs. You know, always show up looking, you know, looking good, smelling good.
Because I'm like a million bucks.
As a lady with integrity and morals. No, I won't allow the world to contaminate me from the love that was poured into me. I'm sorry. It ain't happening. You know, the love that was poured into me from my grandmother, my mother, my aunts, and shoot, even my father, you know, I will never allow the world to get inside of me and mess me up where you don't even know who you're looking at. I refuse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and y'all, we understand that there is church trauma, and that, yes, these churches and these people in these churches, and there's respectability politics. That's not what she's talking about. She's talking about the genuineness of loving on herself and how she was important. And they made sure she knew that in their different ways.
Right, right. Because the world will eat you up. The world will eat you alive. Shoot, even some of your family will eat you alive.
Right.
And say what you not. You know, that's where you could look sideways at them like, oh, the world done got into you. And I don't mean like, you know, it from a biblical standpoint, but then kind of, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it's like the wrong things have gotten into you. Maybe something bad happened. You know what I mean? Maybe you start dealing with the wrong people. This could be friends, family, or whatever. You get with the wrong chick. You know what I'm saying? And she didn't bit in your neck. And you know what I'm saying? She a snake. And now you poisoned. You know what I'm saying? Now you keep dealing with the poison, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is life. It's real.
Like, that's just no way. No.
That's just an analogy. Right? Yes. It could be the same way for dudes, the same way for friends. Like, the wrong people can set you back. Mm-hmm. And I don't care how they look on the outside. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care what the social class is. The wrong people can set you back. And they, you know, there's, oh, nothing can stop the promises that God has for you. If you around the wrong people, it may be delayed into their own. I'm here to tell you, I know it may be delayed until they get gone. Or you may get it, and then here they come, and then they fuck it up for you. Y'all gotta wake up. You should be very cognizant of your attachments and your bubble, your boundaries.
Yes.
Who you get with, who your friends are, who you work with, who you lay down with, who you marry. It affects you.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you continue to have all these different people around you and you don't never, you know, what's that word? Not refresh, but never get it off of you. You're carrying it.
Yeah.
So you got all of that with you and you don't even know that you need to unpack bag lady. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or bag, man. You got all these bags. You gonna hurt your bag.
Yeah.
Dragging all them bags like that. Okay?
Right. Shout out to Erica Badu.
We always like, you know what I'm saying? Because she, you know, be on that. Yeah. She be on that.
She's like, y'all can't body shame me. Y'all can't age shame me. Y'all can't nothing shame me. My intestines are amazing.
Okay.
She's talking her shit.
Okay. She said, I look young and happy, you bitches. You know what I'm saying? But I love Erica reminds you of an aunt. Like if you could tell she was around her granny and her auntie and them, because in our times, in our generation, that's how they talk. You know what I'm saying?
I can only imagine what the young teenage, like the 20-year-olds and the 18-year-olds think of her with long braids and her booty out in the hat.
You remember when she, what did she say? What she said about the, during the Super Bowl, when she said all the men.
It's time for ladies to cheat.
Right. Oh, they tried to, that's why she ended up saying the other stuff. And it's like, come on, y'all, it's a joke. Like, y'all granny and them and aunties must have say none of that kind of stuff. Where ours did, so yeah. I immediately understood what she was saying.
The shit like, talking.
It's a joke.
Somebody need to write that book. Black
you know
women's
what I'm saying? It's like
great grandmothers and great grandmothers, black women's mouth.
Okay, and aunties and mamas.
From grandmothers and great,
like, where are you going? I'm going to see a man about a dog.
Girl, my mom used to say that all the time. A man on the moon. If anybody asks me where I'm going, say I want to go see a man about a dog. Where you going, mama, to see a man about a dog? Where you going, mama, to see a man on the moon? Like, dang. Like, so my brain used to be like, you didn't come back with a dog.
Right. Right. Exactly. So. I know because we know where a lot of the lingo, a lot of the words, a lot of stuff come from. We know it's a joke or whatever, like it ain't that serious.
But you know, in our family, the mouths of the women is a whole fool.
A whole fool.
Well, on our side, on your daddy's side.
A whole food.
A whole food. Like, my grandmother had a sign where it was like a dog or something on one picture, and all the letters ran together. It took me hella long to figure it out. It said, quit your bitching.
It's like my dad said, yeah, I had to put her on her back. I had to put her on her back. Because your grandma was a beast.
I can only imagine.
Okay. He had to put her on her back. Like, he slammed her on her back one day. I like, not promoting, you know,
abuse,
fighting or violence. But they're relatives, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I definitely fought my boy cousins my whole life coming out here. You was like the only girl cousin, but you was in Sacramento, and I saw you, like, you know, whenever I saw you type.
Right,
but
right.
I had to fight boy cousins all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They was fucking me up. Excuse my language. And I had to learn how to mess them up back, like slap boxing fights, just everything, the most.
Yeah, yes. See, my cousins was cool. It was the boys on the street, on the block. Because there was more boys than it was girls. See? And it's so crazy how there's so many single women now when it was so many boys, you know, running around. And I know in my neighborhood.
That's so sad, because you know what that means.
Right, right. So, it's crazy, but that's, you know, some of our experience. Yeah. You know, that's, and it can be relatable experiences across the board. Some people can relate, some people may not be able to, and it's okay.
Right, it's okay.
It's okay not to be strong all the time.
All right, that too.
And you know, we are down with the restoration and rest and rejuvenating and recharging. We are. And I guess you would say that, well, maybe our life is set up that way for us to do so, or maybe we set our life up that way so we can. When we can.
Come on.
And we still live life. We're not missing out on anything. We are going to always try to fulfill the purpose that God has for our life. Live, love, laugh, have some fun, serve.
That's right.
It's all inclusive.
Yeah. And softness and practical every day, what does that look like? And some people might be like, what does that look like if the people around you don't give you spaces to be soft? With yourself, it says, you say stuff like, that hurt my feelings.
Right.
I don't like that. You can tell that to people. And if they be like, F your feelings, they might say that the first few times, but eventually they're going to hear you. And it's going to bring the conversation, like how Jackie wrote to her dad these letters. Eventually, they're going to hear you.
Right.
So being able to just expose your feelings is so much love to give to another person. Because you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're being vulnerable and transparent. And that's a gift. If somebody is willing to be vulnerable with you and tell you their most, like, deepest secrets and fears and what bothers them the most, that's priceless.
Right. And he became vulnerable.
Yeah.
But it took a lot for him to become vulnerable. You know, he had to lose his wife, you know, to become even more vulnerable, right?
Well, and you led by example.
He got put in a position where he had to be mama and daddy, even though I was 21 years old. You see what I'm saying?
And you
he had to push himself in a position that he wasn't in before. He wasn't feminine. He just allowed himself to have more feelings. Mm-hmm. And it took a minute. He wasn't immediately.
Yeah, that was.
But I had already been working on them.
That's what I'm saying. You have been leading by example already, showing him this is what it looks like. You just go ahead and say what you might be thinking is no one cares about, but I do care about it, Daddy. What you want to say?
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, that allowed him to tell me that he wasn't gonna be here much longer. When he did tell me that, you know, nobody else might have believed it, but he told me, you know, that he was dying.
Mm-hmm.
So, not that I wanted to get that information, but it was given to me,
right?
You know, so I hold on to that. I appreciate it,
because
you know, I know that type of relationship that we had.
Yeah, he felt like you needed to know that.
Right. Because mm-hmm. I was the... He, me, and him talked about everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So shout out to your daddy, a.k.a. Yep.
That, you know, made me more softer in certain areas. You know what I'm saying? The passing of him. Because my life changed again.
Mm-hmm.
But it also created more boundaries, like, because you'd be like, what y'all talking about ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not that you're not important, but this is a lot.
Yeah.
This is a lot.
Something
losing a loved one is a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot.
Life stops, kind of. It's like the needle comes off the record and you just, for a minute.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. But the love that you need, the strength that you need, and in the what you need, you really can't get it from the outside world. They can empathize with you. They can be there for you, but they can't fill that hole in your heart. Only God can.
Yep, that's
that true. Is who's gonna strengthen you and keep you walking and moving.
Thank God, right?
Correct. But it is good to have people there that got you.
Man,
you know, I had people showing up at my door at 7 o'clock in the morning. My cousin was like, "What's up?"
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that.
You know what I mean? I'm not alone. You know what I mean? None of us are alone. There's some people that are alone. It's unfortunate, you know. But you know, I can speak from the a place of I have never been alone. I will never be alone.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who feels like, no matter who you got to cut out your life or has turned their back on you or whatever,
mm-hmm.
there are people here that love you and want to see you just, you know, heal and get through and rest, but then also get up and do things and love on yourself and know life is still here. It's still happening, but you know, it's going to be a process and we're going to get through this together.
Yeah. Because you need somebody like to go through life with. Otherwise, I feel like it always feel like something is missing. Yes, we also need to be independent and not codependent, but you people who need people are the luckiest people. And to have somebody to share life with is beautiful.
Right. Yeah. Whether it's your friends, whether it's your extended family, whether it's a mate, but you know, you're not gonna get a certain fulfilling that you need to be fulfilling within yourself from these others.
Right. Never, never, nothing ever will. Nothing. And so if you out there wondering why you unfulfilled, if that part of your life you know that you can pour more into, it'll pour right back into you and that feeling will dissipate.
Right.
Yeah.
And life is not over until life is over.
Come on.
Life ain't over till life is over.
When so this life.
If you've given up now, it's because you choose to give up on life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're 70 years old. Life ain't over. Life ain't over until those your heart starts beating, your soul is gone, and them eyes is closed. That's when it's over. But until then, you better keep on ticking.
Keep on tick, 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 to tock, tock, to tock, tock, tick, tick,
but
tick.
It's,
tick
but it's balance. It's okay not to be strong all the time.
I know. And it's and
we're, so we can't save the world, but you can save yourself.
Come on, say that again.
You can't save the world, but you can save yourself. If you were meant to be up 24/7, then there would be no such thing as sleep and rest.
Yes, let's get to the root of what we're scared of, because it'd be those fears that keep us in all of those different, those traps, as Queen Our Fool would say, all those different traps, you know, that we sometimes fall into. So we have to sometimes, what are we scared of? You know, what's keeping us here feeling like we can only show up one way and we have to be like that? That peel those layers back too, and it helps us get to the soft place. Because God said, remember, I got it all. Give your burdens to me.
Right. And yes, we have deadlines sometimes, and it may require extra work. Yes, do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't kill yourself. And don't feel like you got to be so strong that you might need to extend it out. You know, sometimes they say, I'm going to drop a record at a certain time, or we're going to release a movie at a certain time, but then we're not meeting the deadline. So you got to extend it out, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If it's okay, then let it be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And if somebody is telling you, oh, you weak, you're going to get taken advantage of, and if they treat you the wrong way, then they're not your real people that you want around you, because you need to, well, I can't say that, but you might just have to keep letting them know that you going to take this time to be soft and share your feelings, even if don't nobody want to hear it, and you'll decipher who's there for you or not. But part of that is not wanting to feel like you're weak.
Right.
Or and be on the weak side.
Right. It's all about balance too, right? But you don't want to stay there, because we live in a world of so much. You got people that are forever victims, right?
Forever victim.
They just the victim all the time because of what they get from being the victim all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Attention, mm-hmm. You know, people catering to them as being the victim all the time.
It's draining.
Right.
They don't even think about how draining that is from their loved ones.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then there's those that they let me grieve. Okay, let me grieve.
Yes, that's true.
Because if I don't grieve, then I'm not going to be acting right.
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself to grieve.
Yeah.
You know, don't go into a depression. Like, it's so much that we have to try to be cognizant of, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We're not going to be strong.
Mm-hmm. We're done.
Sometimes you think you're strong and you're really not.
No, we need to rebalance.
Right. Balance. So life is a balance. Life is a balancing act.
Mm-hmm.
So we love you. We thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you to all of our new listeners and subscribers. You came in right on time.
Hey, cousins.
Cousins. All our cousins out there. Blood and not. We love you.
Yes.
We're here for you. Tap in. We are welcoming guests. We got guests coming this season. So just hang in there with us. Continue to hang in there with us with these topics of discussions. We always going to drop some gems for somebody.
Somebody.
Yeah, you better know we running across ourselves first, because why I'm going to talk about something that ain't helped me? That's retarded to me. You know what I mean?
Hey, sorry, disclaimer, if anyone's offended by the language.
What?
Retarded is not an appropriate word anymore, so I'm just in case they want to say something, I'm just
okay. I'm sorry, I'm old school. I'm old school. I say certain things that it's no harm to anybody.
Yeah,
trust and believe that.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all grew up with some, like we say, around them aunties and uncles and grand, oh man, they used to say some stuff.
My mama still be saying stuff because I'm like, you can't. What?
Exactly. But anyways, we love y'all. Is there anything else you would like to say?
I just want to say it's the new year. Spring is here. Happy spring. Spring equinox. You can feel it in the air. Thank you, God, to all the words that you have received. Tap into that. From one creative to the next creative. Y'all, we out here.
For sure. We out here. This is how we chill from 93 till.
Hey!
And listen, I forgot to tell y'all, I went to a rhythm and blues concert. And guess who was there? Lamar Lubin. I had just brought him up. My big brother, my brother from another mother. I went to see him. He did do Gangsta Lean. You know, I was in the audience. This song's dedicated to my homies. You can hear me all in the recording. So, yeah, he did that. And he did an amazing tribute to Teddy Pendergrass. Lamar still got it. He still can sing. So if he comes through wherever you live, go check him out. The Chilling Circuit be cracking. You know what I'm saying? The Chilling Circuit be cracking with all of the old school acts and groups and singers and actresses and actors. they be doing it still. I love it. You know, it's a real deal. Sound really, really good. And I enjoy it myself. So shout out to him. He's going to come on. He's going to come on and be a guest.
Okay.
He's always showed up on my other radio shows that I had. He's been a guest before. So that's my dog.
Hey, yes. Yes, we want to celebrate him again, being from SAC also. On the Herstory note, we are really excited because you are going to be celebrated this month as Oatmeal Brown out here running this podcast out the box with Oatmeal Brown. And also thinking about all the ways that we're going to continue to highlight all those women that you just mentioned in this podcast, y'all. Go look them up if you don't know about them. Enjoy being soft. I want to give a last final shout out to At Love Mila Brand, who just had her Empowerment Cruise 2024. It was super dope. All about just loving on yourself and really honestly telling your true authentic story, because people need to hear the painful things you went through. Like Taraji was just saying, we need to hear the truth. And all we had powerhouse women who just really got up and shared the things that they've gone through, but they not through them, they've gone through them. They're no longer there. People need to hear where you're hurting when you're ready to share, so they can also too know they'll get past those things. So shout out to At Love Mila Brand, all the powerhouse speakers from the host all down to the interns, being in the international seas and oceans, Royal Caribbean, International Cruise Line. Y'all was lit.
Shout out to Miss Wanda out there as well.
Yes.
Big sis, Miss Wanda, 97. Was that 97.55?
Okay. Yes. Radio.
Yes, out there in Sactown. Who's over that? Not Robert Brookins. Who's over that station? The dude that used to be in Club Nouveau. I can't think of his name. But you know, Club Nouveau was a Sac team. Sacramento's own Club Nouveau. Situation number 9. Why you treat me so bad? Lean on me. Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I can't take this no more.
Somebody's knocking at my door. Yes. Love. Oh, and my church, we celebrated, the church I grew up in, our 76th anniversary.
Wow.
Yes, this month as well.
76 years.
Come I'm just trying on. To think. There's so much been really? Happening. Oh, my West Coast homegirl from basketball wise got a new show. What is it? Not, is it Bold and Bougie or Bad and Bold and Bougie? Bold okay. and Bougie, Malaysia, because you know she was our relatable homie from the West Coast that was on the Basketball Wise LA. She wasn't on it, then what would be LA about it? Wow. You know what I'm saying? Wow. That's why we liked the we liked Basketball Wise LA, because of the LA females that was from the crib, you know, from the west, from the coast, popping the most, representing. If they ain't on there, then what is it? That's all I gotta say. Take it somewhere else if they ain't on there. So they hanging on with Brooke right now, from, you know, an original person from the area.
Okay.
Without it, what is it? That's just me. That's my perspective.
All right.
But okay. She out there on Bold and Bougie. So
what network is Bold and Bougie on?
I think it's WeTV.
Okay.
WeTV. I've seen the advertisements or what have you. So let's continue to show love to our people out there doing big things and evolving in their crafts and representing for everybody out there. We appreciate y'all. And we gonna keep showing up too. We just gonna keep showing up. No, I'm gonna try to hide the stuff that I don't want y'all to see, but I'm gonna keep showing up, right?
Come on.
I'm just joking. But anyway. Until next time.
Stay out the box.
Love, happiness, protect your soul, your boundaries, have balance. And let's represent. You know, the time is now for us to represent. We've got to carry what we're supposed to carry. We've got to let our purposes flow out there, because we're needed. Okay. Everybody's needed. So
tap in. Tap, 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 tap in, y'all.
shout out to Sweetie too. You know what I'm saying? She's still doing her thing. Look, we can keep on going. There's so many. Every time we say something in this triggers me to shout somebody else out. I know I probably done missed somebody. Be like, dang, I should have said something about this person. And I okay. didn't, right?
Always.
No, Oprah's still doing her thug thizzle. That's my girl. I know you ain't gonna say nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing, because I'm gonna be mad. You know how I'm gonna feel about Oprah. Anyway. I love you, Oprah. Call me, auntie.
I love you, cousin. Call me, cousin.
Call me, auntie. Call me. Don't listen to her. Don't listen to her. Listen to me. I be getting her right off this podcast. I got her right, auntie. I sure did. Mm-hmm. Oprah, I love you. Anyway, until next time. We out.
Peace.
Peace.